The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What's going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 242. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
And Carlos Romero.
What it do?
All right, man, we got the graveyard shift, the skeleton crew, whatever you want to call this. Throwdown, man. All right, so Brian, Brett are still moving. Brett said he may pop up later, but he doesn't have his computer set up yet. You know, so that's his whole deal. Brian, I think he is set up, but he just wanted to sleep. So no Brian action. And Adam, he may show up later. We don't know about him. I think he's got family over or something. So yeah. Always something.
Always gotta have something.
You know, thankfully, we got a bunch of shit to talk about tonight, man. Yo, man, it's supposed to be the summer drop, man. How you going to be dropping all this gaming news? You know? I don't think we have any shout outs or anything to say, so let's just get
not
into
really.
It. All right, man, we got to talk the big one here, the Switch Lite. So, how long have we been talking about this shit now?
Since the Switch came out.
Fuck, basically, you know? So, you know, for the last couple weeks, this is, you know, it was just a rumor, right? That the Switch Lite was coming out, or a smaller Switch was coming out, and we speculated like, "Hey, what could it be? Is it going to have this, that, or the other thing?" And now it's real, so it's going to be basically a $200 dock, you know, list version of the Switch. And it's very strange, but Chris, you could tell us more about this thing.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a scaled-down version where it's a little smaller. It's, the Joy-Cons are just fused on, so it's just one unit now. It has no ability to dock, so I assume that even though it... I don't know if it has a USB-C charge in the bottom... I'm assuming that will not allow you to, if you were to stick it on the current dock, it probably wouldn't fit or wouldn't allow the pass through to the TV because they said no TV out. No lateral support, obviously, because you can't take the Joy-Cons off. Was there something else? I think that was it.
I think you covered most of it. Some of the things I noticed, which is kind of interesting, there's no motion controls for this thing and no rumble.
Yeah, no rumble. Right.
But there wouldn't be rumble for it anyway.
The rumble, I could understand, right? But the motion, here's, you know, sticking point. There are a lot of games that require motion controls in order for you to play them. Like Breath of the Wild, some of those puzzles you cannot complete without motion controls, right? So I'm like, how the fuck are these games going to work?
Oh, so I didn't even know that because I saw that there's an IGN like comparison between the Switch and the Switch Lite, and it said motion control TBA. So that's...
Oh, TBA. Interesting.
Interesting. Right?
That's from yesterday. I don't know if it got updated.
It 100% makes sense what Tony's saying. Like, there's some games that absolutely... Like, how would you play 1-2 Switch... on this thing?
You can't.
You couldn't.
You can't. Like,
it's impossible. Yeah, and it has no kickstand either, right? So you can't do the thing where you put it on the table and then hook up, like, let's say you had a Pro controller, and it's like, oh, I'll just use that for the motion controls. Like, I don't think it can do that.
Yeah.
No, man, this will be the most Nintendo thing where they sell you a Switch Lite and they sell you fucking Joy-Cons with them.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I was texting with Brett earlier. I wish he was here tonight. He went the fuck off. He's pissed off about this.
Oh, me too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really? Yeah.
Excuse me?
this is some bullshit. Like, it's fucking 2 years after the Switch came out, right? It's $100 less. So you would assume that the regular Switch would be $100 less. But no, they're doing the Switch Lite. It doesn't, like Chris mentioned, it doesn't have a dock. It doesn't have TV out. It doesn't have detachable Joy-Cons. It's smaller. The fucking lifespan increased by fucking 0.5 hours by fucking 30 minutes. The video out, the screen is still the same size. The Tegra chip is still the same.
Tegra.
Everything else, Everything else is pretty much the same, except a better D-pad. That's probably the only thing that was improved. Like according to like technology standards, like, you know, people shit on Apple all the time and Samsung and all these companies, but at least every year they release a new thing at pretty much the same price that's improved. Not Nintendo. We're going to release something 2 years after something comes out. More than 2 years, because it came out early in 2017.
Yeah.
More than 2 years after it comes out, and it's going to be worse. It's fucking ridiculous, man. It's like, why? Like, I understand they're trying to get something that's smaller, that's more compact, that's going to sell more, but they fucking gutted the shit out of this fucking console. It's oh man, I hate it.
This now was in a unique position to happen, because this was going to be the problem with the hybrid thing, right? It's like, okay, it's so you can take it off and it's portable, right? But it's not as powerful as current consoles. So you either solve the power problem or you make it more portable. So they decided to do this first, but I think they did it asinine. Like, why does it not have TV out? Like, why would that be so hard if it still has USB-C? You just need a pass through to HDMI to get it to output to the TV. But you took that away for no reason. So motion control games don't work, even though you have a lot of games that need it, and you took that out. I don't know if there's a way to connect a controller to this. There's no kickstand, so you can't put it down.
There's no fucking kickstand. Like, this, that's so fucking minimal thing, like, to at least have.
Yeah. Like, so it's just, and the whole idea was, like, wasn't the whole advertising campaign in the beginning, you could take your Switch, like, that lady goes to that rooftop party and she puts it down and people take out their Joy-Cons because they just have them for some reason and they start playing a game? Well, now you can't do that. How would you do that with this one?
Yeah.
You can't bring this around. Like, this is the more portable one, but it has less features, so you can't play with your friends. They each need a Switch Lite.
Jesus, man. Like, this thing is just the most Nintendo thing ever. Like, everything, it's insane. By the
and
way,
I saw nothing but hype for this, but it's like...
Yeah, of course you did.
It's super castrated. It's like, this is not... You can't compare this to when they made revisions of their handhelds in the past. In the past, like, their handhelds improved as they had revisions. Like, the only one that might have been questionable is, like, the when they went to...
2DS?
No, well, yeah, the 2DS was stupid because it took them into folding. The DS, when they went to, not DS Lite, well, DSi, and people were mad, like, oh, they took out the Game Boy slot, so you can't play GBA games and whatever, but they were trying to slim down and cheap and reduce the price. So that was a worthy trade-off. They took away something, but here's the trade-off. We can make it lighter and smaller, and the battery's better, and whatever. You get all these pluses.
Yeah.
This is nothing but minuses. There was no bonus. Every feature is like, no TV out. No motion controls. Can't move the Joy-Cons. No kickstand. So it's like, so what are you giving people to get this? Like, there's no improvement.
The only thing about this is it's cheaper. But think about it like this, right? The dock, right? This doesn't come with a dock. The dock costs $70. So what? It's not the only. So removing that made the price go lower, because this thing, like you said, it's gimped to hell, high hell, you know. And I got to bring this up too, because when we were talking about the rumor of this, right? Brett said rightly, he's like, okay, if this thing is just portable, what makes it a Switch? Right? Yeah. The reason it's called a Switch is because it switches from portable to TV, right? And back and forth. You can only do one thing. So this thing is not really a Switch. It's
not a Switch Lite. It's really just a handheld.
Yeah, basically, you know?
But, I mean, the thing, I think that's what
they're
trying
to do. Hey,
Manny,
what is that noise, by the way? It's like crunchy or something.
That?
I'm guessing that Manny's walking and the...
Walking.
So... I would say they're probably doing this, number one, because a lot of people play Switch portable. And I think that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just hitting that skew for most people. So it's just a cheaper model that just is a handheld, and that's it.
I think that was the thinking behind it, but it's just the way they implemented it. It's just so stupid.
What?
It's so Nintendo.
Well, I mean, what's stupid about it? All it is just it's missing the features that are
That's the part that's stupid. Yeah. It's missing stuff. It's a downgrade, you know?
I know it's a downgrade, but that's exactly what it's supposed to be.
I don't know about that.
No, but it...
Well, no, what was supposed to make this any more advanced? What tells you that this thing was supposed to be any more advanced than the last one?
It's two years older?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It should be. They should have focused on getting a new SoC first to make this thing, and they should have focused because it's not, like Tony said, it's not a Switch anymore. It doesn't have TV out. Like, that's the one feature you cannot remove from this and still call it, like, a Switch.
Yeah, well, you know, the only reason why it's even called the Switch is because it's a familiar name at this point. But other than that, what is it? It's just a cheap model, you know?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is. It's cheap in both senses of the word, you know?
It's the 2DS of this generation. That's what it is.
Just think about it like this. Sony released the PS4 in what, 2013?
Yeah.
And they released the PS4 Pro in 2016. So 3 years after the PS4 came out, they released a way better, well, not way better, but a better system than the initial one at the same price. And Nintendo, in 2 years, released a ridiculously inferior system to the one they launched at $100 cheaper. And it's like, I understand you're going to... Oh, go ahead.
No, I just don't. I mean, you know, keep going. Keep going.
Like, I understand that you're going to cut costs. Like, I think we all knew that they're going to reduce the screen size. They're going to make it smaller. The dock is probably going to go. They're going to cut costs there, right? Tony mentioned that the dock costs like 70, 80. I think it's $80.
I just checked it right now. It's 70. It's $69.99.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
And $69.95 on Amazon.
So it's around $70, and they're making it smaller, and it's been mass produced and sold well for over 2 years now. So all the cost of making Switches even went down. But what we should expect some improvements, right? Maybe, I don't know, maybe a 1080p screen over a 720, maybe. Okay, no, okay, that's fine. Maybe a upgraded SoC, like maybe just a little bit better version of that Tegra chip that has, nope. Better battery life? Yeah, it'll improve by half an hour.
Manny, you're cutting out, roboting, man. Yeah. I want to hear your point, though, but got to fix that robot. But yeah, no, I think this is fucking stupid, but of course people are going to, you know, eat this thing up.
I think with Manny, I don't know, and correct me if I'm wrong, Manny, but I think he was going to say that when has Nintendo ever, like, shown to do that? Was that going to be your point?
Well, I think part of the reason we're kind of annoyed by this is because Nintendo did exactly what Nintendo always does.
Exactly. You
know? Yeah. Yeah. Why? I mean, that's why I'm not surprised by this silliness. It's just the same.
Well,
old
we're not
thing
surprised.
We're
not.
We called it out, but you know, the fact that they released it in this way, like, we called out that they were going to make a smaller Switch, the Joy-Cons were going to be removed, whatever. I didn't imagine they would take the TV out.
Yeah.
Thing out of it. Like,
that's
that,
not a Switch
that,
anymore.
Was like, yeah, that's the core of the idea. That was the whole gimmick. You took the gimmick out of the thing, and you still call it Switch.
They took the auto brightness sensor off of it.
Wow.
Wow, was that really costing them a pretty penny? Like, Jesus.
They skimped on so many freaking parts on this thing. It's like, you better fucking sell this shit at $100. Screw 200. This shit's just a fucking bunch of scraps that they put up together. It's like the fucking Tegra has been out for how many years now?
It's been like 6 years, right?
Yeah, it's been out since the fucking Shield.
The Shield, yeah.
And it's oh man, it's like and you guys mentioned it. These Nintendo fans are eating this thing up, and it's like, oh my god, this is amazing! Like they're giving the people what they want. It's like they're fucking playing with that fucking juju shit that's making all of them fucking.
To be honest, all those people that are like, this is amazing and all that stuff, they're not going to buy it. They didn't buy the 2DS.
Well, they weren't hyping the 2DS either. You know, these guys are all aboard the Switch train. That's the thing. whatever. You know, the Nintendo fans are going to be Nintendo fans. You know, I'm scrolling through my text here because I do want to read some of the stuff Brett said. You know, he's like a Switch Lite, eh? And I'm like, yeah, but like, how is it a Switch? You know, if it doesn't, you know, port around, he's like, it isn't. And he goes, so this move seems a bit, what's the word? Retarded. That's it. And I said, I have another way of phrasing it. Nintendo being Nintendo. Here's
this
a question.
Is Brett saying this.
Yeah, this is Brett. Yeah, he's Mr. Switch. You know. Now, here's one for you, Chris. What happens when these Joy-Cons go out, or has Nintendo suddenly figured out how to not make them suck after a few months? I mean, if these things are attached to the actual device, I'm guessing it's all powered through the same way, right?
Yeah,
like they're not independently powered.
They're not independently powered anymore. No, this thing was totally like cut costs as much as possible. Like Carlos said, they took the auto brightness sensor out, so you know those things don't have batteries. It's just using one. They probably put a larger flat battery in there, and gutted everything else that they could cut cost on, in inside the board.
Yeah, exactly. Cheap piece of shit. He goes, also, how are you supposed to set it down and play with somebody? You know, like they have in every commercial. Geez, that sounds like something we said 20 minutes ago. Yeah. Am I expected to carry extra Joy-Cons?
Oh, God.
No, we don't even know if it'll connect.
We don't. You know, like, can you pull out your Pro Controller and play with this thing? I doubt it. You know, they probably got rid of that functionality, too. Does this thing even have Bluetooth in it?
Well, Bluetooth is TBA.
Everything. Wow.
Wow.
Let me refresh this page real quick.
If it has no Bluetooth, then there's no way to connect a Pro Controller. That's right out the window.
Yeah.
Right.
I would assume so. It'd be dumb not to have it because they sell those Pro Controllers, and that's the only way you can connect it. I don't know if you can connect it via USB-C, but it just makes too much sense for someone that's as money hungry as Nintendo to do it.
Well, I think their rationale for this is like, oh, not with the lower price point, we're gonna sell more of these because we're forcing people, like your friends cannot now, if you have a Switch Mini, just bring their Joy-Cons and play with you. They need their own Switch Mini. I think that's the line of thinking in their sales. Like, and that's what annoys me. It's like you're forcing people to buy a whole other system to be able to have the portable network play instead of going, okay, I could set my Switch down and three of my buddies have their Joy-Cons and we're all playing on one system. They don't want that now.
And we still haven't even talked about those fucking ridiculous colors they're releasing them in.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, man. Go off.
Yo, man. They're releasing them in mustard yellow and fucking in just basic gray and that weird teal color or whatever light blue color is.
It's, yeah, man,
it looks horrible.
And gray with Pokemon on the back.
Yeah, there's
a, oh,
there's,
yeah, we gotta talk about too. That this is what's gonna happen. This thing's gonna sell like crazy when that Pokemon version comes out, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's gonna get people buying this shit. Nintendo knows what it's doing, man.
Yeah, they know exactly what they're doing.
By the way, this is kind of funny. So I said to Brett, I said hey, maybe this is Switch for kids. So he goes, prepare to get made fun of by all the other kids who have an actual Switch. Here is your sign that says, I'm the poor kid. That's like bringing your GoBot to play Transformers. I'll be Optimus Prime.
That's a good point.
Yeah, he's like, I'll be Optimus Prime, and your toy can be that weird-looking fucker nobody ever heard of before.
Oh, shit.
Timmy has an iPad. Meanwhile, Brian gets the crap knockoff Switch so his parents could save the equivalent of one game and one amiibo.
Shout out to Brian.
Yeah, right? Yeah, what's up, Brian? yeah, this thing is crazy. Anything else you guys want to say about this? Because there is some other Switch news that's kind of related to this. Any last thoughts on the Switch Lite?
So I still haven't seen what the consensus is.
Yeah, you have. It's the greatest thing ever.
No, the real consensus, not the crazy people.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's
the journalist. Oh.
I'm trying to like look at the window of like just the normal people
that
follow this kind of stuff, which I haven't really grasped what they're thinking. Because I did watch what's his name, Review Tech's video.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, this is what we expected. So we expect me to buy a Switch.
That's a good impersonation of him.
And I'm like, God damn it. Yeah, don't fall into the trap.
Yeah.
No.
I'm keeping my thoughts to myself now. All right. So that, and now this one's a rumor that there actually is going to be the original Switch is going to be updated with a new CPU and storage.
You mean a Switch Pro?
I don't know about that, Chris. Switch X. Chris, I had you look at this stuff. There's some patents and shit going on. So what's up with this thing?
Yeah, there was an FCC filing for a new SoC. So let me see what it says. Change of SoC type, change of NAND memory type, and CPU board is changed due to above two components. So the NAND flash is what the SoC uses as its fast cache memory.
Yeah.
So this filing means that they're going to replace the SoC in the Switch for sure. So the SoC is the Tegra. Right, it's just you mix your CPU and GPU, and they call it an APU, and you put it on one in one chip. So this is not specific though. Like they don't say what type of SoC it is, so I don't know if this is like a Tegra 1 plus or more plus than the current one, or if this is an X2. Which exists, and I had commented back when we talked about the Switch when it was launching why they didn't use the X2, probably because of cost, and they're always cheap. So they didn't use the X2. So maybe now they have worked with NVIDIA, scaled down the cost, and maybe an X2 will be in there. And then concurrently, you have to change the type of L2 cache that's on it. So that's the NAND memory type change. But I mean, we call that too. Like, either they're gonna say, I don't know, because there's two paths they could follow. They could either silently roll this out, right, and just say like, this is the Switch now, and it's, But I don't think they're gonna do that because history's shown they haven't done that. When they updated the 3DS, right, the new Nintendo 3DS, what did they do? They immediately put things on there that couldn't run on the older 3DS. They put a Super Nintendo emulation on there and said, oh, the 3DS can't run Super Nintendo games, which it's like this total bullshit. You're just locking it down. And of course they look and even though I call it Nintendo for not looking at the field, not seeing what Microsoft and PlayStation do, like they don't, but they do. And Microsoft and Sony both got away with a mid-gen refresh. And PS4 Pro, and you have Xbox One X. So Nintendo's probably like, hey, new Nintendo Switch. And then they're going to throw, more classic shit on there and whatever and go, oh, this, by the way, it doesn't run on your old Switch. You better buy the new one, That's the path I think they're going to go down.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, man. Jeez. And people are going to, eat this up too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but, hold on. Ooh, is the Nintendo comment on this shit? Excuse me? Oh, no, here we go. We have nothing to comment on. Okay. Whatever. Yeah. It's hilarious.
You know, it's funny. They're like, yeah, they keep saying stuff like, and people have a little bit of bird memory about this, where they're like, oh, yeah, we don't have any plans for new tech. What is this?
Yeah, you know they're coming out with new tech.
They said there wasn't even going to be a Switch Lite,
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's happening.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I'm moving. Okay, Adam ain't here, so no Call of Duty right now. Fuck that shit. Doing that shit to the bottom, Call son. Call of Duty. Yo, what's going on with John Place, man?
Call of Booty.
Yeah. Anyway, next up, we got to talk about this shit. So this week they released Apex Legends Season 2, right? EA was hoping this was going to reinvigorate the franchise. Kind of had the opposite effect, like really bad. Not only did it not take off, EA stocks plummeted because of the failure of this thing. God damn.
So it's interesting that it plummeted. Because this game is like a free game.
Yeah, but it is a free game, but you know how it is. People go in there, they buy shit, cosmetics or whatever. So exactly. I'm guessing the investors were really hoping this was going to kick things into overdrive, and the fucking thing bombed. Nobody played it. It was too
fucking late, man. They should have been making new content for that thing as soon as the goddamn thing hit the gate. But they just made the game, and then they just left it in limbo for months.
Here's the thing. They did release content, but it was very infrequent, right? And let's just be honest, right? What are people always comparing to this game to, right? Fortnite. Fortnite drops shit all the time. So people are like, okay, you got this one game that's been around for a long time. It's constantly giving me shit versus this new game that's fun, but it's not giving me anything. I'm going to stick with Fortnite. That's what everybody, went with, Mm-hmm. It's crazy. And remember when Apex Legends first came out, everybody was saying, oh, this is it. It's a Fortnite killer.
Look how long that lasted. Fortnite, right?
But then we found out that EA was paying for that hype.
Yes, right.
They were paying the streamers to exclusively play it. They paid Ninja what, $2 million or something ridiculous to just stream it for 2 weeks, right? He got $1 million per week just to stream this game. Jesus. So they created their own hype, and then as soon as that was done, people fell off. Went right back to Fortnite. And what did Epic do? They just threw shit out there. Here's season 8. Here's whatever. Season 9 just came out like a month ago. Up to season 9. And they have mid-season refreshes. So you have constant shit coming out for Fortnite.
Yeah, meanwhile. Yeah.
Yeah, they can't keep up with it.
Yeah, no, they can't. Like I said, this thing had updates, but it was very infrequent. And when they did come, they weren't really that substantial, right? So it was clear that they were not prepared for this, Here's my thing. I'm like, did EA just expect that this is going to be just a hit, like automatic, and they didn't have to do nothing, Because that's pretty naive if that was the case. Oh, we bought all these influencers. They got our back. All those guys fucking left, son. Yeah. 2 weeks, they were all gone, So what? And instead, it dropped by 5%. Their stocks on Friday. It was like billions of dollars, though, they lost. Chris, do you have any numbers on that? I think I read it was like $2.3 billion or something. Like, goddamn.
Yeah, I can read if the market cap dropped. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
This is to be expected because they banked on the stupidest things. They banked on buying the streamers off that it would generate momentum for the game, and like you said, it completely plummeted. Once the streamers stopped playing it, everybody left. Right. Yep. And then it's like, oh, but you're going to have an update, right? No. And then we watched E3 and that the EA Plays thing was so lame. And the Apex Legend thing was embarrassing because all they had for season 2, they talked about this one character. Who gives a shit about a character?
Exactly.
And they had skins. Nobody's coming back for skins. Give me a fucking break.
They should have had the skins right up off the bat. Like,
It just this game, even just the game's existence is like half-assed, though, because what is it? It's a stripped-down Titanfall, There's no fucking mechs, like no story, nothing. So what the hell's the point, I just find it so funny that everybody was hyping this game up to high hell, And me and Carlos were even getting a little bit of shit because we didn't like it, right? They were the stupid ones then. We knew what was up. I'm just saying.
Yo, man, it was like a pretty smart play too to get the influencers out from the get go, because that shit did help.
Yeah.
And it lost momentum. Right now, I'm looking at least the Twitch stuff, and it's number 4, but there's like, but one dude has like over 50,000 viewers, and it's like most of the streams.
Oh shit. Well. At least, it's not a sorry case as fucking Anthem. Ooh, man, that's another EA bomb.
That's right.
That's another one. Man, EA's fucking up. Battlefield, right? Battlefield 5.
When haven't they fucked up?
No, EA didn't used to fuck up before. But think about it. What is this? Like their fourth online game in a row that just tanked. You had Battlefront 2, you had Battlefield 5, you had Anthem, now you got this. Like, shit.
Yeah, and people are getting tired of it. And then the thing came out where, they found out these kids cleaned out their parents' bank accounts buying FIFA loot boxes.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
I'm going to say this, though. I'm going to call the parents out a little bit on that one, too.
Do it.
Yeah.
Number one, why do you have your bank account attached to something your kids have access to? That is like the stupidest thing ever. I mean, granted, yes, I understand, but again, no parent, anybody who gives their stuff to their kids should never fucking do that, because kids don't understand the value of money, and especially if they don't see it, they'll just keep clicking the button until they get what they want. Yep, so that's what happened.
Exactly. Yes, I click in a button in the game. Like, hey, that makes stuff appear. I'm going to keep clicking on it.
I mean, the thing is that, and how many times have you heard this sort of the same story in the realm of cell phones?
Yes.
Where some dumbass parent gave their kid a game to shut them up, and then it has microtransactions they didn't look into, and the kid just kept on hitting the button to make Candy Crush easier.
I think I saw this one story. This guy, you know, Apple user, like, his bill came back. It was like $15,000 and shit.
Happened to Jack Black.
Damn.
His kid apparently did that.
Well, again, Jack Black, be more responsible. Because don't fucking put your... Number one, if you're going to have something like that, you know, for your kid, then specifically have something on the side for it. Like, maybe you attach a PayPal account to it and you just keep on putting whenever they run the fuck out of money, you just put some more money on there, but you got to limit that shit.
Yeah. It's crazy. But yeah, we'll see what happens with Apex Legends, but I think that thing is dead, you know, not even dead on water, it's just dead. It's just floating there. It's a fucking corpse, you know?
I don't think it's dead. I just think that it's not what it was supposed to be. Because the way it launched so freaking strong that people thought it was the next big thing, and it just wasn't. So anything other than that is kind of is disconcerting to EA, because they relied so heavily upon it. That's why their freaking stocks are going down.
Yeah. Man. All right. Moving on here. This one's funny, right? So earlier this week, I believe it was an Xbox site in Germany. They said that had Final Fantasy VII listed, right? The same guys that shitted on Final Fantasy VII Remake, like, oh shit, it's coming to Xbox. This is fucking awesome, man. That joy didn't last, though. It was a mistake, and now these guys are mad again, you know?
Oh, fuck Final Fantasy.
So you mean Kmart Canada's off the hook now?
Yeah, exactly. That shit is funny, man. Because Square Enix, they came out and officially said they're only planning to release this on PS4 and maybe the PS5, you know? But that's that. So, wow. Yes. Go ahead.
Did they say maybe PS5?
Well, they said it should run on PS5. That's what they said.
Oh, okay.
It should. But I'm like, yeah, come on now. You know? It was Xbox Germany, Facebook, apparently. they quote-unquote made a mistake, you know? But, I mean, yeah, because this thing was up for like a couple of hours until it got corrected. And, you know, this is the internet, so that's enough time for lies to circle the world a bunch of times until the truth comes out, you know?
We totally thought it was going to be on the Xbox, but it's wrong. We totally thought it was going to be. We made a trailer and everything.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I just threw this in here for fun because, you know, these guys, again, these guys went from fuck Final Fantasy VII. Yeah, Final Fantasy VII to fuck Final Fantasy VII. It's like, damn.
But why wouldn't this come out for the Xbox? I don't get that part.
Because Sony paid for it?
Exactly.
Yeah,
man. They were like, yo, man, remember that trailer we made for E3, for PS3? That's us, son. You know, it's our game.
That is true.
You know?
It's specifically the reason why Street Fighter V has never seen a release on the Xbox One.
So it hasn't come out yet?
No, it hasn't come out.
Yeah. Sony paid for that shit, you know?
I forgot about that one, too. Yeah, that's right.
You know? Yeah, man. Exclusives, baby. By the way, didn't Sony... I think we talked about this. Like, we got Sony's kind of going to double down on that. Like, yeah, we're going to keep buying more third-party exclusives. Yeah. That's how shit works, people.
Well, isn't that what Microsoft was doing? They're just playing exactly. The same game.
Yeah. No, you're right about that, because people were complaining about, oh, Sony's being greedy. You look at their, you know, some, you know, bullshit. They're being anti-consumer. That's their favorite thing. Like, word? Because when Microsoft buys shit, I don't hear you saying the same thing, you know? Did you say that when they bought fucking Ninja Theory?
Mm-mm. Yeah, right. Did you say that when they did that with Cuphead?
Exactly.
Because that was also that was not supposed to be an exclusive.
Yeah.
Man, Cuphead on the Switch, man.
That's right. What's up with that, man? By the way, they got a Cuphead cartoon coming out. It's kind of interesting. All right. So next up, Chris, I got this one here for you, man. What is going on with StarCraft II and DeepMind? Like, And this relates to something you talked about a couple weeks ago on the show.
Yeah, I mean, I discussed this like last year. So remember back when Elon Musk's like OpenAI?
Yeah.
And they trained it to play Dota 2, and it beat one-on-one like the Dota 2 champions. It beat all of them.
Fuck.
And then they did it with DeepMind. They programmed DeepMind the same way. They had this AlphaGo player. It's just an AI bot in DeepMind. It beat the world champion twice in Go. This guy is like undefeated, and it beat him, right? So I was like, this is going to be the future. Developers are going to go, oh, what do we need to make AI bots for? We'll just lease out some computing time from DeepMind or OpenAI or I said in the tweet, IBM Watson, just lease out some time, have it do it, right?
Yeah.
And so it's finally happened. Blizzard did exactly that. They said, okay, we're going to make this AI player in StarCraft. I think it has the name like Alpha something or another. Right? I don't know, similar to AlphaGo. And it's the DeepMind AI. It's going to play StarCraft. And the thing is with the AI stuff, it's uncapped, right? So this thing can learn every nuance of the game. It can execute things perfectly. Its timing will be perfect. It can play a million matches a day on itself and learn every single in and out of everything. Every single exploit, it will use everything, you know, every single strategy. So it's like, how are you supposed to compete with that, you know? But this is a good experiment to, I guess, in the future, they're going to have to limit it because the machine learning was so good. Like this Dota AI was beat every single Dota 2 champion. So, you know, right now it's at this level where the machine is learning so much, it's just unbeatable. So, but the idea is that devs aren't going to sit there, you know, trying to figure out enemy AI and whatnot. They're going to just lease it out to Google or OpenAI or whatever company's offering it, and just have them do it, right? So all the enemies, like if there's an Uncharted 5, all those guys won't be dumb anymore. They'll be trying to like flank you and run around, and you know all those all these open service game like Division and stuff would be like challenging as fuck in the future.
Well, I mean, I the one thing is that there's also that fine line between challenge and you know also you know just plain destroying you. And I feel like if they're gonna do that to people, it's probably gonna frustrate them. So people sort of like to win. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. They're gonna have to restrain the AI because if it learns to a point where it's just unbeatable, right? Then nobody's gonna play. Nobody's gonna play a game they lose. Like the psychology of that, like that's why we talked about this in a throwdown a few weeks ago where they do little things like if you play your first match, you're doing double damage or whatever. Yeah. Like they figured out that psychology. So you can't just do the opposite and go, oh, you're getting your ass handed to you because our AI is too good. Like, no, people are not going to come back.
And then the other thing about this would be interesting is like why I would like to see them start to use this for bug checking. You know, what if you had this amazing player going through your game, essentially looking for like exploits and all kinds of other things, and then logging them in, right? As opposed to just having you know having like 20 guys play.
Yeah, that's that would be a good use of it, like for QA stuff. Because I mean, how often do we complain like the QA on games is terrible?
Yeah,
and there's giant day one patches and whatever. So that would be a good use of it. Yeah, if it can play millions of matches a day or an hour, then it can see like, oh, these are all the things that are wrong with this, and then submit them to be fixed. But the main draw of it is that devs are going to offload all of that time they spend making enemy AI and bots and all that stuff. They just feel like fuck it. They're just gonna pay Google to figure it out, like lease some DeepMind and that's it. So StarCraft will see the first example of this, but they're gonna have to restrain it because watch this alpha player, this AI player in StarCraft, watch it whoop all the South Korean guys' asses, and then they're just gonna be like, they're just gonna be like, "Well, this is too much. This is too much."
Is it too much?
Is this thing going to get like sponsored for like a fucking esports league or something? You know,
you know the thing about it, like you know, it may lose at first, but then once it's learned, it's because remember it's going to learn strategies from other players. So
no, it learns by playing itself. That's how they trained it the first two times when they did the open AI to Dota. They made it play matches against itself. And it learned all the nuances of the game, and it got better. And each iteration it gets better, it learns more stuff. So it's never playing a human person, but it's learning at this geometric rate because it's able to play these matches super fast.
Yeah.
So when you like, if we were to play a match, right, take 30, 40 minutes or whatever, in 30, 40 minutes, it's gone through 100,000 scenarios, right, or more. Of matches, like you could play them in these simulations super fast, so it's learning at this crazy rate. But then after it plays millions of matches, then it's learned every nuance of the game. So what can you possibly put out there as a strategy that it hasn't already come up with?
That's right. So it'll be like, the more contact it has with itself, the more it learns.
Right.
Oh man, it's wild though. No, but I think, you know, we probably shouldn't worry too much, because I honestly believe that AI right now, you know, in video games probably could be a lot better, but they keep it at a very specific level so people will not get frustrated. So I doubt they're going to do that and like, you know, cut off all these like customers and stuff, because you know how it is. People don't like losing, you know? So I wouldn't worry about that, because
I think the thing is that people don't like losing, but people like challenge. And I think that's the key. Finding that point where the AI is like challenging, but not brutal.
Yeah, yeah. And I think they're going to have to do that. They can't just let the AI go buck wild. Hip Hop Gamer will play another game again if that's the case. You know?
Yo, man, I'm going to turn off the deep mind.
Yeah, right.
I gotta
shout out to Hip Hop Gamer, man. But yeah, so I'm not worried about that, but it is kind of scary. But I still think it'll be funny, because I'm like, okay, if this thing's technically better than any human on earth, give that shit a sponsorship.
Man,
you know? Watch, man, the next fucking big streamer on Twitch is gonna be a fucking AI.
Oh shit, yo, I'm telling you, man. It'll be like,
hello and welcome to my Switch.
Well, I mean, you guys have seen some of those like 3D like models that look really like people. Like, why can't you have somebody that looks like that and then playing these games? You wouldn't be able to tell if it's human. Like, I'm talking about like 20 or 30 years from now. You know, crazy, man. Yeah.
You have Running Man.
Yeah, pretty much, you know. By the way, that's a whole other topic. I'm thinking around like, 30 years from now, we won't even have like real anchors anymore. They'll all just be fucking robots and shit on TV.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
And thank they'll, you. Yeah. It'll be like the Johnny Cab.
Exactly, you know. But real it, man. It's real it. All right. Okay, so this one, Manny, we talked about this whole Shenmue nonsense. I want your take on it, but let me let the people know what's up. So basically, Shenmue 3 backers will not get pre-order content. They'll have to pay for it, like everybody else and stuff. And you know, this raised a lot of eyebrows, obviously, because one side of the argument says like, "Yo, like I backed this shit. How come I'm not getting this?" You know, so it seems kind of like weird and suspicious. But you have a different take on it, which is equally interesting.
Yeah, because I mean, it was probably an unpopular, version of what this is, because it's like, to be honest, that is not what we were promised. As backers, the things that we were promised are what are listed on that thing, right? You know, whatever things will be paid for, all those other things. And to be honest, DLC is not something we actually was even factored in the original Kickstarter. This is all additional funding that that WiseNet has gotten after we had already paid for this thing. So I don't expect to get DLC that was made after the fact. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Also, it seems to me that they didn't, like typical. By the way, I call that shit EastNet. You know, just like the game
WiseNet or EastNet.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep calling it EastNet. It seems, and Manny, correct me if I'm wrong here, it seems like they didn't communicate this well, like they usually don't.
No, Shenmue's Kickstarter is a bag of hammers, man, because it's that dumb. You know, it literally, all it does is just, they send you updates about what Yu Suzuki is doing. They never send you, we've never voted on anything. We've never had a build of the game, not like Bloodstained. So, you know, it stinks kind of how separated we sort of are from the project as opposed to something like a Bloodstained. Even to be honest, even Mighty Number 9 did a better job of, you know, like, you know, having backers at least a little bit involved in the process of the creation of the game. And, you know, again, they throw all these decisions out outside of any of the Kickstarter stuff. Because it's like, okay, it almost seems like, yo, we got your money already, so whatever, we'll do whatever we want. It's not what you do, whatever you want. And you know, the thing that happened before, you know, with the, where, you know, they're not offering a Steam version of the game, even though they originally said they were, and they couldn't offer any sort of refunds, is because they already spent the money already. So they couldn't offer a refund because they already spent the Kickstarter money. So it's that, and I think that in a sort of way, that's the way this thing works too. It's like, okay, the Kickstarter money was just to essentially get the start off the game getting made, and then it was external entities like Sony and a bunch of other companies that were putting in money into the project to get it to go even further than what it originally was, and I think that includes the DLC. So yeah. I don't see it as a, to be honest, I don't see it as a problem not getting that the DLC because, or the pre-order content or some of the other things, because to be honest, as a backer, there are also things all everybody is seeing is like, oh, you know, the things that they're not getting, but don't you see the things that you're getting that other people are not getting? So like there's books and there's t-shirts, there's all kinds of other backer exclusive shit that we're getting that nobody else is ever getting. Yes. So it's a, you know, I don't know. It's a little bit of a, you know, double-edged thing.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. It's like basically the backers are getting stuff. The, you know, people that go to the store and get the game aren't getting it. Yeah.
You saw the thing, like one of the collector's editions of Shenmue, you get a mirror. You get the mirror from the game, right? That's one of the exclusives. Well, there's a bunch of other stuff that the backers get that are not even coming out. So, you know, one of them, you get like a sculpture of a fucking Yule's head, like a bust of his head, or you get like his jacket and all kinds of other shit. So, I don't know. I just think that everybody's just looking at it like, oh, hey, you know, we're not getting all this stuff, and we really want, like, guys, you realize you didn't pay for that, so, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, it just seems so like bullshit.
Well, what seems bullshit about it? You paid for one thing, and you're getting the thing that they originally promised.
This is the way I.
What
I,
is this? Yeah, here's no, the thing. Yeah. I understand. Here's the thing. It would be nice if they did do it, if they did give away the DLC to all the backers, that would be cool. But to be honest, they don't need to, because officially we didn't pay for that, and that wasn't part of the Kickstarter.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but after all this bullshit you guys had to go through, they should at least give you that, even if it's discounted, you know? Like, you got to give you guys something, man. It, like, the whole thing, and I haven't even backed it. I'm pissed off for you guys, all this bullshit you got to deal with, you know?
I mean, to be honest, like, I haven't said, the only thing I haven't said, like, to say is, it's just a very external, like, not a very sort of separated sort of Kickstarter. I wouldn't say I went through a lot of bullshit. I mean, all I did was just read the fucking emails. That's about it. There wasn't the other than, I mean, I would say that the, you know, the guys who watch Steam, yeah, those guys kind of got shafted because they didn't give any sort of information. And I think that's the biggest issue with the Shenmue Kickstarter in general. They're just not communicative. They don't communicate with anybody, and they just keep on putting out, like, Yu Suzuki is doing a signing. I don't know, you know, listen, I saw Yu Suzuki twice. Good, nice, it seemed like a nice old man. But at the same time, I don't give a shit where he the fuck he is. Tell me where the damn game is. Tell me what's going on with the game. Tell me how the development of the game is. They don't do that anymore. Like, at the beginning, they were giving you little updates like, oh, we're doing this and we're doing that. But then eventually it just became that. Just became Yu Suzuki's showing up behind closed doors. I don't give a shit if it's being showed behind closed doors. Give me a fucking demo.
Oh, man. So, again, you know, this is another reason why I'm like, I'm not back in games. Like, Mighty No. 9 was the first and last time I'm doing this shit. Wait till it comes out and just play it, and that's the way I'm going to do it. Just like I do with every other game that's ever come out, you know?
I think the good side of something like this is that this sort of thing would not be, we would not be hearing about, you know, you're like, oh yeah, I'll wait for it to come out when it comes out. But the thing is that if you think about it, it wouldn't even exist if it wasn't for people people initially funding the damn thing. Sony wasn't gonna put any money into it.
Yeah,
you know,
but that's also kind of bullshit too. It's like basically they're funding the game so a bigger entity could give it more money. You know what I'm saying? Like
that's exactly what's happened.
Yeah, I don't think I like that.
Where essentially they're using it as a gauge. So okay, yeah, you know, it seems like it's getting Shenmue. I think gotten more than even
it made records. It was like the biggest Kickstarter or whatever the fuck it was. Yeah,
yeah.
Like, so, it was huge, but no, I get that, but I don't know. I'm just speaking for myself, right? I don't like that model, you know? It's like, okay, well, okay, let's just say, oh, then our Shenmue, and this is just hypothetical, so I'm sorry about that. Like, you go, hey, we got Shenmue 3, and then it doesn't meet its goals. Oh, well, sorry, guys. You know what I'm saying?
It's but the thing is, it wouldn't have gotten it made anyway. If you put it into Sega's hands, right? Sega wouldn't have said no, we're not doing that. That game did shitty.
Well, you know, that's why Sega hasn't done anything for years, you know.
Exactly. Like even the bullshit port that they did for Xbox and all the other consoles, it's kind of a half step. It's really nothing, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, well, they didn't even, you know, they didn't improve any of the texture work. They, like, the game can't even run in a widescreen format. You know, it's like, it's just the most bare bones version of the game that you get, you know, the two last games that you could ever get. So, you leave it in their hands to do something like that. Like, to be honest, it's like, I think it's kind of cool that it managed to happen. Despite all the silliness that's going on with it at the end of its development, you know?
Yeah. And how many times has it been delayed already?
Here's the thing. I don't.
Wasn't that shit supposed to come out like 2 years ago?
You know, Bloodstained was supposed to come out a while ago too. So
yeah,
what?
That is true. But the difference is they kept letting you know what was.
They kept letting us know. But I think at the same time, it's like you get it done when you get it done. If coming out late, I'm okay with that. You know, that's more time to make the game even better. That's fine with me. Just the main thing is, yeah, let everybody know, let people know what's going on. But, you know, here's the thing, like, this is probably the last time we're ever going to see a big game like this ever be funded by Kickstarter. With all the bullshit that, you know, I think mostly a lot of indie games are probably going to be able to do it, but not anymore on these sort of big titles, you know?
Yeah, I agree. It's just, it's too much, man.
So, we don't even know if the game is any good. A lot of people are saying it's like a super throwback. It like literally feels like it's exactly Shenmue 2.
You know what's crazy? I was thinking about this, like, because remember, this is still not this is not the conclusion to Shenmue, right? Mm-hmm. Do you even think we're going to see any more of these Shenmue games after this? I don't know, man.
I mean, here's the thing. Like,
think about it like this. Like, remember how, you know how we talked about how this game was like a big Kickstarter success? If they try to do it again, I don't know, man. I don't know if people like, you know, fall for it this time.
I don't know if it's ever. I mean, to be honest, I think Yu Suzuki should have never decided to be like, okay, yeah, we're like 40% there or whatever like that. Or he said some silliness. Number one, end the game. Seriously, because you don't know when you're ever going to have the chance to do this again. You're putting a lot into this thing, into thinking that it's going to be a big success. You know, this could be just another fucking fire, Serenity situation.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's exactly what it's looking like, bro.
All the fans that really want to get it are going to get it, and then after that, it's just going to fall by the wayside.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to say that, but you know, I am not fooling myself into thinking that Shenmue is going to be this tour de force of a game. I'm expecting it to be pretty much exactly like what the previous Shenmue games were. You know, fun experiences, but not for everybody.
Yeah, and man. Go ahead, Chris.
I think you guys said it. Plus, I mean, with the Yakuza games and stuff, this is almost like Mighty No. 9 all over again, because Capcom went, oh yeah, and then Mega Man had this resurgence, right? Mm-hmm. Mega Man 11 comes out. Blew away Mighty No. 9. Mm-hmm. We funded that shit thinking it was going to be great. They showed us all these screens and stuff. Then the final game was trash. So I'm not saying Shenmue is gonna be trash, but compared to what the other offerings you have that are like it in that same vein, like mm-hmm. Yakuza is pretty damn good. What do I need Shenmue anymore?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's yeah. Like there's more. The spiritual successor already exists, and it's a lot more fun than probably what the original thing is going to be. But who knows?
Yeah, Shenmue could still be good, but yeah, I don't know. The whole thing just reeks to me.
It's sort of sad. Here's the thing. If it does fail, it's probably going to be the biggest, like probably an even bigger failure than the previous one.
Oh man.
If you think about it,
it's a double failure because it's a big Kickstarter failure too.
It'll be a Kickstarter failure. It'll be like another just like another nail in the coffin that Yu Suzuki has just kind of lost it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot.
Yeah, don't get your hopes up for Shenmue 4. I'll tell you that right now.
I'm not. Here's the thing. I'm not thinking like it's a, like I said, it's kind of ballsy that Yu Suzuki goes out there and says, oh yeah, we're only about 40% done. Like, don't fucking tell people that shit. You know why? Because you don't even know if you're going to get any, like, the two more games that you need for this shit to finish off.
Yeah. Remember when originally it was supposed to be 16 games? Like, oh. Yo, my man, what the fuck?
He's trying to get somebody's life, essentially recreate some kid's life. I understand that you're ambitious, but don't. He probably should have really tried to end it, close it off on this one. Because, again, there isn't the cards were in the right place for this thing to happen, but I don't think it's ever going to happen again.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I don't think people are going to fall for it again. If they, theoretically speaking, if they do another Kickstarter for Shenmue 4, it is not going to get that kind of attention, man.
Well,
people
are
like, nah, we're good.
Number one, we're like, it seems like they're doing all kinds of weird, shady sort of shit. You know, they're making all these sorts of deals and not letting any of the fucking backers know about these things.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. You know, just again, just because you got our money and just because you got funded doesn't mean you can start doing all kinds of other crazy shit and not even fucking telling us.
Yeah. See, Manny, that's exactly what I'm talking about. The bullshit you had to deal with, you know?
Yeah, well, again, like, I just don't like the fact that it's not, there is, like, almost no communication. Like, I swear, there is literally, I can't tell you how many, like, Shenmue, like, communications there are, but Bloodstained is double that or triple that because of how many times they've actually said things and let us know about stuff.
Yeah, no, they let people know what was up, you know?
Yeah, they let us know that 505 was going to be publishing the game. They even asked us about the DLC. They said, hey, listen, do you want this backer DLC to be purely backer and not even to, you know, for the general audiences? And they're like, and most of us, and I even said, yeah, no, you know, you can make it pay. Make them pay for it if they really want it.
Yeah,
and that's it. And just make it a few, you know, like a year off. From, I mean, not a year, but like a while off, so that it's like that. I'm like, okay, that's fine. So anyway, but you know, Shenmue, I'm not, you know me, I'm not like hyped about it. I'm not hyped about it. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna let it come and I'm gonna see what it is, and that's it.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll get the time to actually play the goddamn game.
Damn, man.
50 billion hour game that they're probably making.
Yeah, hopefully it won't be that long. There's nobody trying to play all that shit. If you've been waiting 50 million years, maybe you do want an epic game. Did they say it was going to be a long game, by the way?
They haven't said anything about game length. You know,
I'm going to assume it's as long as the other ones.
What do they call it? It's very Japanese about how vague it is.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
The Japanese.
Like, even when Yu Suzuki, like, said how much of Shenmue this game is going to be, he gave some sort of vague answer about, like, with water. Like, in other words, he pointed to a glass and then pointed to a portion of it and said that's how much it was.
Yeah.
God, what does that even mean?
A mystery.
Yeah, right. It's like, all right, buddy. All right, man. Moving on here. By the way, we're officially killing the Call of Duty thing, right? Because I don't want to talk about that shit. Adam's not here. I'm killing it. Fuck it.
Yo, man, you killing?
Yep. Yo, man, bro.
Adam's sad right now.
Unless Adam swoops in, I'm going to leave it there. But unless Adam shows up, the final story we're going to talk about tonight, and we're going to circle back to Nintendo, people.
It's a cereal now?
Yes. And that's a cereal circle, not cereal. Cereal. All right. It's Miyamoto, man. Yeah, serious. Yeah, what if, like, dude, man, you're weird. Like, what? Cereal.
Yeah, you know, Nintendo. It's a cereal now.
Yeah, but I said circle, not cereal.
No, but you said Nintendo, so I said it's a cereal now.
Right. Okay, now I understand where your mind works. All right. Anyway, we gotta make fun of Miyamoto right now, old man Miyamoto.
Oh man.
Okay, so you know we talked about this before. Nintendo's online fucking sucks. It's trash, right? It is way behind everybody, you know. Yet Miyamoto's out there saying he believes that Nintendo's not only their online, but their VR is not behind anybody else's. He says this is in line.
Their VR?
Yeah. Oh, man, let me,
well, what VR?
Yeah.
You mean that cardboard box that they made?
All right, let me read his statements and then we can make fun. All right. We have not fallen behind with either VR or network services. We worked on them from the very beginning and have been experimenting with them in a variety of ways. In that time, we have objectively evaluated whether they are actually allow our customers to have an enjoyable play experience and whether we can operate them at an appropriate cost, because we don't publicize this until we release a product. It may look like we're falling behind. In regards to VR, we think that we have created a product that is easy for our consumers to use. In the recently released Nintendo Labo Toy-Con 04 VR kit, Nintendo consumers encompass a wide range of ages, including young children, so we will continue to create and announce products that can be enjoyed by anyone. All right, bro. Really?
Grandpa, you don't know if you're not innovating if you don't look at what everybody else is doing. Grandpa.
You know, this is why they give him the window seat, man.
Yeah, I'm surprised at letting this dude even talk right now.
Yo, Manny, wasn't there a show, like a cartoon or something, where they find this dude and he's like, oh, I invented this thing. And it's like, we already have that. You know, because he's been locked away somewhere. So yeah. He doesn't know all this modern stuff exists.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
So I just imagine Miyamoto sitting there with that cardboard shit on his face with the Switch in there, like, oh, this. People are going to be so amazed you could do this.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, Chris, go on, man. Go off.
No, I mean, this is exactly why I said he has a window seat. Because, like, if this guy was still had the reins of influence he had in the Wii U days, the Switch would have ended up like the Wii U all over again. Like, he does not look around the room. He does not do any competitive research. He thinks they're ahead of the curve on anything when they're still, even though he's sidelined and Koizumi and all these guys are trying to make innovations, they still are behind. Nintendo Online sucks. I'm sorry, I'm just going to say it. And, you know, they still have weird ideas like their whole thing with filtering cloud saves because they think people are going to mule stuff or go back. And they made up the scenarios that a very minority might use, so you can't save to the cloud for that reason. It's like they're still backwards on so many things, and he thinks they're innovating on stuff. Like, you got competition in VR with Oculus, HTC, Sony, all these guys doing VR stuff. Like, I tried out an Oculus Go.
That thing's amazing.
It's actually really good, and it's all self-contained. I was like, wow, it was pretty impressive. Like, I don't care for VR, but if he thinks they're on par with what is available now, like, he's out of his mind, man.
Yeah, no, like you said, he's just not looking at what anybody else is doing, you know?
No, he's just going out there and be like, yeah, we're doing some amazing stuff, because he's just looking at it from the inside. He's like, oh, yeah, this is really cool. But you know, you realize that the market has made so much better leaps. I mean, you're literally doing like that cardboard Labo shit VR thing. That thing was done like, what was it, with cell phones?
That's
about
right.
5 years ago.
Yeah, but Nintendo though.
Yeah, but this is Nintendo doing, and you get to build it yourself.
And that whole idea of developing in a bubble is a problem, because not only aren't you looking at competitive research, you're not looking at what the guys you're in the field with are doing, but you don't know how people are interacting with those things. So he thinks that putting cardboard on your face is desirable. It's not. And he thinks this is the same problem he has with, like, motion controls. The whole idea of just pushing motion controls over and over again. This is why Star Fox Zero failed. Nobody wanted to play that game in that manner. And he forced Platinum to develop it in such a way, and he forced the motion controls in there, and it went, that game bombed. So developing in that bubble, not only do you not understand your consumer, you don't understand your competition, and you're losing on both fronts.
Yeah, sounds like typical Nintendo. Or you know, typical Miyamoto in this case. It's hilarious.
I wonder if that dude uses his phone to chat in the Switch.
Oh shit! Oh, you know they're gonna invent the cell phone next. You know, I got this great idea. No one's thought of this.
Yeah, the Nintendo Heart Monitor. This is from the same guy that
created that shit.
Yeah. The vitality sensor.
Yeah.
Where is it, man?
Ain't no vitality sensor.
I need to check my vitality, man. Nintendo, help me, please.
Yeah, fucking crazy. By a Fitbit now.
I remember I made that analogy when like. Yeah, it was about online, about Nintendo's online. Like, my analogy is like, yo, man, I got this shit, man. It's called the wheel, son. I'm going to revolutionize everything. It's like, yo, we got those already, man. No.
Like, not like this one.
Not like this one. This is the realest wheel, man. This is fucking insane. That's what Nintendo's doing. Like, yeah, we got online. We're going to make our players go online. Like, yeah, we already got that, man. And it works better. Oh, God, Nintendo, why? Why do you do these things?
Well, and more like me and Moto, they need to just shut him up. They need to, like, you know, don't let Grandpa out of the nursing home. Sorry.
And that was like a triple threat, too, because as Manny pointed out in the past, they are notoriously cheap with trying to put together hardware. They're always taking old hardware and whatever and putting it together, trying to make it an enjoyable experience, but they never use even close to, like, edge stuff, right? So you have that problem where they're cheap. And then you have this guy who's like not looking around the room. It's like, oh, I'm brilliant, you know? Mm-hmm. This is the way everybody wants to play games. Like, no, motherfucker, nobody wants to play like this.
Yeah, like this is not desirable.
And your competition figured it out. Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, anyway, Manny, should I even bother asking you what you've been playing lately?
I've been playing Bloodstained Infinite.
Hey, there you go. That's a good one. So how you liking Bloodstained?
I mean, I really like the game, you know. It's just a fun experience.
Like, yo, man, they got vampires in it. Exactly. Actually, they just got that one vampire guy in it. That's about it, right?
Yeah, that dude. Who's played by the guy who played Alucard.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the crazy librarian guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fun stuff.
Did you fight him yet?
Oh, no, I didn't fought him yet, you know. Shit, because I'm now asking myself, what have I... Oh, yeah, I've been playing... And I could talk about it. The embargo's up. Dragon Quest... Dragon Quest Builders 2. Here's the thing. My review's not a bit because I want to wait for the... Because the game comes out tomorrow or today. I want to play with the online stuff, which is... It's just, you know, like, sharing and shit. But I want to see how that works. And then I'll put my review out. But I've read most of it. Very interesting game for me to play because this is not in my wheelhouse. It's basically Minecraft with Dragon Quest sprinkled on top of it, right? Not my thing, but it'll be a fair review. But just don't expect a hype review if that's what you're looking for. Because I've seen a couple of reviews and people are pretty happy about it, which is great. You know, don't get me wrong. But you know me, man. I don't like building shit. I'm just being honest. I don't like building shit.
You don't like it? You don't like building?
You know, and I know people, a lot of people say, I'm going to get in trouble for this, I swear. But people are like, oh, yeah, you know, it's like Lego. Remember when you were a kid, you used to play Lego? It's like, yeah, when I was a kid. Like, I don't want to do that now. Get out of here with that, you know?
But
I'm not begrudging that to anybody. If you want to do that, it's fantastic, you know? Because I understand the appeal. It's very relaxing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you go around, you get your materials, you know, you build shit. Like, I see the appeal. It's just not for me, you know? Mm-hmm. Anyway, Manny, what were you saying?
It's also, you know, good that you sort of admit that. Like, in other words, you're not going to rag on the game or take it down a notch just because it's something that you're not fully interested in. But at least you can understand why people enjoy it.
Yeah. Ironically enough, I feel those are my best reviews where I come in completely without any emotion in it. Like, I'm not mad at it. Like, okay, I understand what this is about, but I also am not hyped. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, mm-hmm. You know. So I'm going to give you a rundown, give you some thoughts. But I can't give you now. Yeah, the graphics are nice. I like that. I like the music. But it's Dragon Quest. I'm going to like it, you know? One thing that does bother me, this is a stupid nitpick. Okay, if you're gonna allow me to customize the main character, can you at least make the cutscene version of a match? Jesus.
Wait, it doesn't even look like him.
No, because the character looks a very specific way. Like, you know, he looks like, imagine, like, you know, Super Saiyan level 2 Trunks, right? With, you know, like, as like, but a kid, the kid Trunks, right? That's what he looks like on the cover, right? I made him with black hair and shit, give him darker skin. And then, you know, when the cinema start, it's the guy in the box. I'm like, you know? Like, come on, man. Yeah, well,
those, I'm sure that those sequences are also pre-rendered things, too.
Yeah, no, that's the problem, you know? So what I did, and I'm be honest, because I was only a couple hours in, I shut it off and it started again. Like, I'll just make the character look like he does on the box. That shit bothers the fuck out of me, you know?
I wonder if that's going to make it into your review.
Nah, probably not, because it's stupid, you know? No, because nobody will care about that, you know? So other reviewers will probably do that. Like, I didn't like it because of this. That's a stupid reason to not like a game, you know? But yeah, you know, obviously I didn't play the first one, but from my understand, it is better than the first one. It's more streamlined. I mean, yeah, it seemed pretty streamlined to me. Apparently the first one, you had to do a lot. You had to go through more hoops. The survival aspect was more pronounced. Like in this one, you still need to eat, but it's not too crazy. You know, like it's like
not constantly hungry. Oh God, I've walked 2 inches and I'm dying.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like that, you know? But yeah, you know, fun game. So I've been playing that. Played some Bloodstained. I haven't gotten as far as I wanted in that, and that's been pretty much it. But this weekend I'm gonna be pretty busy. Got, you know, like I always said, you know, when it comes to working in the games industry, at least from the journalist side, it's feast or famine. You'll go like a week or two without nothing, and then you get a fuck ton of games, you know. So I'm you know, I Dragon Quest, I'm pretty much done with that. So now I'm gonna play Echo Chrome or Blazing Chrome, whatever the fuck it is.
Echo Chrome, man. That's a 5 Blazing Chrome game.
The Contra game. The Contra game. So I'm playing that. I'm playing was it God Eater 3, right? And then some puzzle game. So all those are for review. So look out for that next week. So there'll be a lot of content from your boy. You know?
Shaboy.
You know, shout out to Riku, man. By the way, I wish I could repeat something. Carlos, remember that clip of Rika you showed me, man?
Yo, man, that shit still had me laughing a couple of days afterwards.
It was the
re-listened to that shit.
Man. Yeah, oh my God. So it was the episode where you know, Charles Singletary challenged Hip Hop Gamer to a rap off and he flubbed it, you know. But you know, there was an exchange that Riku said something, oh my God, it was cracking me up. If this was around 3 years ago, I would have repeated it, but I'm not gonna do that now. I got a Vita. Riku. Oh, God. All right, Chris, what you been playing lately, man?
Just Bloodstained. And on your recommendation, I picked up Blazing Chrome.
Blazing Chrome, you know, yes.
Yeah, but Bloodstained, I'm actually, I got stuck. I'm walking around the map trying to find my way into, because I'm trying to farm for weapons.
Yeah.
So I did the same thing you did. I got up to Gebel and I thought, oh, there we go. I just fight him. Then I got the shit ending.
Oh,
so
God.
It's like, oh, fuck. So I went back. I'm like, okay, I can't go in this place anymore because he's up there. And I got to remember. So I'm like going around. I'm like, I can't find the ice zone. I can't find the one of the sorcery labs. They're like, oh, you got to go into sorcery lab, fight the ninja. I'm like, I don't know where this is. I'm walking around. I'm like, I can't fucking find this place. You know, I'm flipping the map upside down when you get that invert thing and shit. And I still can't find my way in there. I'm like,
invert.
Yeah. I think that's where I'm at right now in that other lab, you know, but yeah, it's some bullshit that they did that, man.
Yeah, so I'm stuck. So that's all I've been doing. I'm just trying to get through that game. You know, I know it's not that hard. It's just I'm stuck.
Did you? I mean, you backed it, right? No, you didn't, right?
Yeah. I backed it.
And you haven't run into any of the issues that, you know, the early issues, right?
Well, once it crashed on me once, and I had to start over. That was early.
In other words, like finding chests open and stuff like that. No, right?
No, I haven't had that problem.
Okay.
Why did you have that?
No. I was just wondering if you were having that issue, because maybe that I was thinking maybe that was stopping some sort of progression, but maybe not.
No. I find the chest closed, and I get stuff out of materials. You know, I don't really craft. I'm not into that, but that's most of what's in there. It's either money or crafting materials. You know, in the chest.
Have you changed your? Have you changed what Miriam looks like?
Yeah, you go to that barber. Yeah,
yeah. I changed her. I gave her short black hair.
Well, I gave her like long red hair.
Nice.
I was like, yeah, you should have red hair.
Hey. Mine just has like a ponytail, and she's wearing the pirate hat, so she looks all regal and shit.
Fun. Mine at one version was wearing like a gorilla hat. It's pretty funny. Yeah. Yo, she's a gorilla. All right. Anything else?
Oh, that's it. I'm gonna play Blazing Chrome for a bit.
Yeah, man, that looks good. It, like, you know, from what I'm hearing, people saying like, "Yo, man, this is Contra 3." I'm like, I like Contra 3. It's a good game.
Yeah, yo, man, I like Contra.
You know, and Carlos, you're the other guy who doesn't play games around here anymore.
I've been playing chess, and
he's getting ready for his comeback to New York, man.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, man, you got to train.
Yo, man, I got to train.
Yo, Carlos, I didn't know. I didn't know there was like those chess hustlers in Union Square. I would have taken you there, man.
Oh yeah.
Yo, man, we only talked about it like every week, every throw it in, throw it in your question.
Not Union Square. You wanted to go to the fucking park, right?
Yeah, you wanted to go to Washington Square.
Yeah, I said Union Square. I didn't realize they were right there, right across the street from where, rest in peace, where the Virgin Megastore was. There's a bunch of those guys there.
That one, but that's one of them. But the real one is the one down.
Oh, no, there. No, the real one is Washington, but I'm like, I didn't know Union Square had a bunch of those guys, too. Like, Manny, they're just like you said, they just sit there waiting for guys.
Yeah,
you
know? Just wait for it.
It's hilarious. Yeah, because I was in the area like last month, and I'm like, hey, I'm hungry, I'm gonna eat, so I got a sandwich, and I just hung out in the park, and I'm like, oh, look at those guys, they're just waiting for suckers, you know? It's hilarious.
I almost got suckered in.
Yeah, man. Oh, they'll get you next time, man. Don't worry.
Yeah, but other than that, I've been playing Super Mario Maker 2.
What's your take on that, man?
I mean, it's Super Mario Maker.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty good. I mean, I like it because I'm just a sucker for Mario games. But yeah, it's not really much to say about it other than there's some crazy ass levels that people make, and because I'm not really a huge fan of the level making. I just like playing what other people make, and yeah, they come up with crazy shit.
Yeah, I guess that's the appeal of it, you know, just seeing like how sadistic some of these guys could get, you know.
Yeah, there's some levels that are just stupid. It's like, yeah, you have to try a million times to get everything right, and but I don't know. I'm just a huge Mario fan, and for me, it's like if I can play some levels, and I like the sort of the campaign. "Quote unquote" campaign that it has. It takes you like custom levels that are from Super Mario World, like looking levels to the 8-bit Mario to Super Mario 3D World and stuff like that. So yeah, it's nostalgia kicks in a lot when I play that game, and it does its job pretty well.
Cool. Yeah. No,
I'm not gonna be playing on a Switch Lite though.
Oh, damn. Yeah, yeah. That's another one of those games. I'm like, yeah, I'm not wasting my time with that shit. You know.
Yeah, it doesn't really bring anything new to the table. It's just Mario Maker 1 a little bit better. That's it.
Yeah. Well, isn't that what the Captain Toad game was kind of too? Like the remake of the Captain Toad game was kind of like a slightly better version of what they made before.
Was it? I thought it was a port.
No, they added more stuff to Captain Toad.
Oh, for the Switch version, right?
Yeah.
I'm asking all these questions, and I own the fucking game. I just haven't touched it.
I own the game,
it.
Too.
Yeah, I just I haven't touched remember. It. Yeah, I just haven't touched it.
For Bison, it was Tuesday.
It was Tuesday. You know?
Yeah, I don't know what Captain Toad did better, but most of them have been pretty much straight rip-offs of the Wii U predecessor.
Yeah, man, Nintendo, like they should probably call Switch like Switch U, you know?
Because
half of the fucking games are Wii U games, you know? It's hilarious.
Yep, I'm just waiting for that one Pokemon game that to change the balance of the Force.
Oh god,
change the balance, bring balance to the Force. I don't know.
Yeah, one of those quotes.
I wonder what's gonna happen first. Is the Switch going to lap the Xbox before or after Pokemon, you know?
Oh, well, I mean, it'll definitely do it after.
Yeah. Oh, the after for sure. But I think at this point, you know, we'll talk about that. but I think it, you know, because I really think this fucking Switch Lite is going to sell a lot. I really believe it's going to sell a lot.
Probably, well, it's super cheap.
I mean, the thing is, like,
hey, listen, like, we talked about, Manny, what did we just talk about?
Price point, man.
Price, dude. You know?
Well, you
know, I know some people don't agree with that.
No, well, I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone agrees because it's got price and it's got the Switch name on it.
Yeah.
That's all it needs.
The Switch for $200?
And to be honest, you know, a parent that doesn't have a lot of money sees the thing. It's like, yeah, man, I don't need to get that the fancy one for them. I'm just going to get the one that, you know, that they can take with them and play on their own.
Yeah, especially those kids that have been asking for a fucking Switch for a while. It's like, oh, now it's $200.
Yeah,
I can probably get you this.
Yo, it reminds me of this Cat Williams skit. He's like, because he was basically talking about how you got to like trick your kids into shit. He's like, all right, man, I could get you this Xbox 360, which costs $299. I could get you that all day, every day. But you got to understand that I can only buy 5 games with it. Or I could get you this thing called the Nintendo 64. It costs $99.99, and that motherfucker comes with 20 games. And the kid will be like, I want the one with 20 games. Like, you making pimp decisions. But the same thing will happen. It's like, all right, listen, I can get you the Switch, right? But got this other Switch. Can't do a lot of shit with it, but I can buy you more games. More games?
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because it's like, yeah, you get more of the games on there. And I, to be honest, I think that's who they're looking for. They're not looking for, you know, the high-end gamer. They're looking for, like, you know, moms and dads who don't have a lot of money. You know, like the middle class or lower middle, you know, lower class, just like those people who can't afford it and don't give a shit if it's the most advanced thing on the block. That's it.
Yeah, they don't care about that. Like $200 there. They're going to see two Switches, right? You're going to see 300, 200. What do you think they're going to pick?
Yeah, they're going to pick the $200 one.
Yeah, especially the people who are like, you know, I was going to say misinformed, not informed, period. They'll be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, like they're gonna be like, "Why is that other one so expensive? So cheap?" Well, I don't know.
Like, oh, you can't put it on your TV, man. My kid don't need to do that.
Yeah, don't need to do that. Yeah, exactly. It's
like the other one.
I don't want them on my TV.
Yeah,
you know.
If anything, people are gonna treat this like the update to an update to the DS.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah,
maybe. Yep.
Yeah. By the way, I want to give a shout out to Blackstar. He tweeted this out. In about a month span, Google servers went out and now Twitter. Y'all ready for that streaming future for games?
Yeah, Stadia, man.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Oh,
right?
By the way, those Stadia ads are everywhere.
They are. I've seen them.
I see them all the time.
I don't see any.
Yeah.
All the time, especially on YouTube.
Yo, by the way,
YouTube.
Yeah, on YouTube, yeah, they're all over the place, man.
I think it's because I have an ad blocker on there. Oh.
Google's gonna come after us, man.
Yeah, right.
Fuck was I gonna say? Oh yeah, I'm gonna combine our two worlds right now, nerdy and gaming. So I was watching Spider-Man.
Far From Home. Spider-Man.
Best Spider-Man movie since Spider-Man 2, the Tobey Maguire one, right? And you know what they had at front? A fucking commercial, and I wish Brian was here for Warframe. I was blown away.
Tony.
Tony, I see this all the time.
Warframe
apparently, remember Chris and Manny, like, he talked about that. He's like, yeah, he sees that shit all the time in front of movies. Yeah. I never see that. Yeah.
Yep.
So I got.
Yo, man, you diamond in the rough.
Yeah. I'll be honest, though, when they were showing it for the first, like, 30 seconds, I'm like, what, they're trying to bring Anthem back?
That's a slap in the face of Warframe. Come on.
You know? Man. You know, but then, they said that Tenno. I'm like, oh, shit, it's Warframe. Crazy.
Yo, man, that game is still doing gangbusters, man.
Well, you know, that's what happens when you release a product that, you know, not only people want to play, but that you constantly update, you know. Yeah. And when you listen to the community.
Yeah, and they keep that thing viable. That's all you need. I mean, I'm not saying that's all you need to do.
I just find it funny how all these companies are like, you know, they're trying to chase the Warframe, you know, model, but without trying to do what Warframe does. Like they're trying to go with Destiny. It's like, but Warframe was doing that shit before Destiny.
Exactly. You know?
Why not try to emulate the guy that's actually successful at it? You know,
mm-hmm.
It's hilarious. You know, just like, and this is a little bit off topic, you know, what do you call them? Asymmetrical multiplayer games. Like, you know, people, every time, you know, people talk about those, like, oh yeah, you mean like Evolve? That shit's going to bomb, man. You saw that shit. It's like, yeah, what about Friday the 13th, man? It's fucking successful as hell. Or Dead by Daylight, you know? It's just interesting how some people don't pay attention to these games. Maybe because they're more PC focused. I don't know, you know, but they're there, you know, they're right there in your face, man. You got to pay attention. Manny literally got up, so I'm about to do the intro. Should we just impersonate him?
You mean the outro?
The outro, my bad. We're going to do the new intro again.
Yo, man.
I'm going to fuck him up right now. Hey, Manny. I was going to do something. He's on mute.
What up?
There you are. I was going to be mean to you, but I'll stop.
Oh, yo, okay.
Yeah. I was going to be like, because I said I was going to do the outro and you left, but I said it intro, you know, I misspoke. And when you came back, I was going to be like, yo, I'm going to tell Manny we haven't streamed this entire time. We got to do the whole show over again. I'm like, yeah, that's too mean. That's bad. Can't do that.
That wasn't too bad. I wanted to see what that reaction would have been.
Yeah. Well, I would have probably called you out on your bullshit.
Yeah, of course he would have, because I've been talking about the comments we've been getting all day.
Exactly.
You know, but you came back just in time because I'm doing the, right, Carlos, the outro, not the intro.
The outro, yes, yeah. That's correct.
What's going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown Episode 2. Oh, man. Now, we don't have any special announcements either. We're just keeping the gravy train rolling here. Questions?
Gravy train.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get Brian back and Brett. You know, Brett wants to go off about the fucking the Switch Lite, you know. Somebody called it the Switch, was it High Life or something like that? Because it sounds like a beer, you know?
Oh yeah, I like the. I retweeted this one guy, and he wrote 2021 Switch Genuine Draft.
Yeah, Genuine Draft. Yeah. There you go. And the one I liked. Shout out to my former editor Matthew Humphreys. They should have called this shit the Light Switch. The Light Switch. Would have been perfect, man. You know. Yeah. All right, there we go. 1:30, we're out of here, man. So thank you for watching and listening. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Twitch, Twitter, and Facebook at Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco. Tonight's joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
And Carlos Romero.
Later, people. Yo, make sure to watch Lucha Underground, and we're going to watch it. Jesus.
There you go. I was going to call you out if you didn't fuck up the microphone, man. All right, guys, we'll see you on Sunday, man. Later.
Later. Peace.